As the coronavirus crisis wears on, we have been hearing occasionally from essential workers. Today, a physician in New Orleans who's also a father-to-be, his wife is pregnant with their first child.
My name is Jay Miller, and I'm an intensive care doctor in New Orleans. March 20th, I'm realizing now that the patient load is so heavy, and it's all COVID-19. I'm beginning to be quite concerned that I am certainly going to be infected with COVID-19 and want to avoid infecting my wife at all costs. I send her to Baton Rouge to quarantine with her mother.
As the week of March 23rd progressed, I can recall a lady, COVID-19, on the ventilator. As the day progressed, her oxygen requirements went higher and higher. Her blood pressure went lower and lower, and I can see the writing on the wall that this patient's not going to live overnight. So I called the son, and the son was in his late 20s. I'm prepared for any sort of grief reaction I might get, but his was anger. Anger bordering on rage. Anger mixed with contempt. He repeated several times on the phone, what the are you talking about? She had a cough 2 days ago. What the are you talking about? And I literally had to say, I'm sorry. I'm going to hang the phone up now and hang the phone up. And she died that night.
April 6th. At work today, I'm feeling pretty run down. I leave work a little early, around 5 p.m., to come home and try to take it easy. I brush my teeth and I notice the toothpaste tastes completely different. I know that this is my taste leaving me. A couple hours later, I check my temperature and it's 104.1. April 9th, I'm admitted into the ICU of a hospital that I trained at and have many friends and colleagues amongst the doctors and nurses there. I had the disadvantage of knowing all of the possible outcomes. I asked the ICU nurse to come into the room. I explained to her that I am hallucinating, that there's people in the hallway and there's people in my room that I know aren't actually there. Easter Sunday, I'm feeling back to somewhat myself. I'm discharged from the hospital, walking out the doors, catch an Uber home. I think I gave that driver a $20 tip. April 24th, I hop in my car, off to work for the first day. First day back in the hospital since April 6th was the last time I was here. Hey.
How you
I'm all right.
Any symptoms?
No, ma'am. I'm alive.
He's saying you're alive.
Alive.
A lot to say.
All right, I'm going to go to the ED to see whichever patient's down there.
I was thinking I was close to 100%. I recovered, but going up and down the stairs definitely feels different than it used to at this point. Felt a little bit short of breath, but not too bad.
This is a car wreck that's gone on for months. It's numbing, disheartening for sure. Behold, COVID-19, the humbler of mankind.
That's pulmonary doctor Jay Miller of New Orleans with his essential worker diary.